I'm always doing two or three things at once, so bear with me. So, there's some elect out there that God is drawing back to himself. And, you know, a lot of people say they don't believe that God elects people. Well, the very word itself, the elect saints, means you're the elect. The very word means elected. You've been elected by God. The elect, set apart saints. So you can debate it all day long, but the definition of the word is obvious. The elect saints. So when God elects you and starts to call you out and separate you, he has to rip you from Babylon. He has to rip you from the system. He's just, it's like cutting a piece of fabric and you have to rip it at the end, you know. You have to be ripped out of the system, you know. It's so bad. This Babylon is so bad. Egypt is so bad. The flesh is so bad. God has to just cut and turn and rip and pull and just yank you out of Babylon like crazy. And it's a process, you know. And I noticed my whole life, even though God is ripping you, you still have peace, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Because you know, because you believe in God. God put that in you. Have faith in God. God put the faith in there. God doesn't want anybody to be saved. I mean, be lost, but all men to be saved. God wants all men to be saved and none to be lost. Because the hell was not made for man, but the devil and his angels, his fallen angels, his minions. And so you notice when God starts to pull you, even as a child, you start to see some stuff happen. You start to see some patterns. You're going about your business. You don't want to hurt anybody. You're just living your life in peace, joy, and all that stuff. And then people see that and they get jealous of that and they try to steal it. They don't have it, so they want to make you lose it, right? You've seen it in families, you've seen it in neighbors, you've seen it on jobs, you've seen it in churches. You've seen it your whole life if you are the elect. You have love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You're walking in the Spirit, walking in love and truth. And you might beat yourself up and say, oh, I didn't. That's part of it. You're repentant. You admit when you do wrong. But these other people who are not the elect, they're always persecuting you, trying to steal your peace and mess with you. Do mind games, gaslight you, play stupid games. Always messing with you. But because you are the elect, God is turning you and he's teaching you how to love your enemy. Even though they want to be your enemy, you have no enemies, but they choose to be your enemy. God is allowing you to go through it to teach you to love your neighbor as yourself, love your enemy. To be like Jesus. Does that mean you're the savior of these people? No. Does that mean you fix them? No. Does that mean you set boundaries? Yes. Does that mean you give them bread and water if they're hungry? Yes. Does that mean you have to go the extra mile for somebody's trying to kill you? No. Do you go the extra mile to win a soul? Yeah. Do you go the extra mile when the authority says to go the extra mile? Yeah. But if somebody's persecuting you, you don't have to put up with that. You know, a lot of people, the doormat syndrome, you know. When you get saved, you think that you can save these people. If they're not the elect, and I already know what people are going to say, oh, you're a Calvinist. Calvin wasn't even a Calvinist. They've misinterpreted what he's saying, but I'm not even a Calvinist. If you want to call me a Calvinist, I'm a 4.5. I know it's faith alone. I know it's scripted. I know God calls out his elect. And I know it's free will. You make a choice. But God knows what you're going to choose before you choose it. It's all scripted. Did God know that Jesus, when he showed up on the scene, that he was who he was? Yeah. Does God know who you are before you showed up on the scene? Yeah. Did God know who Jeremiah and David and all these people before they showed up? Did God know David's heart? Yeah. Matter of fact, some of the stuff that David did, he might have had a narcissist and a psychopath and mind control around him, you know? He might have been manipulated to be the way he is from parents, neighbors, all kinds of stuff. It's a trip, ain't it? You can look back and you can see that you were manipulated by a narcissist or a sociopath your whole life and didn't even know it because you didn't think like them. You thought everybody was like you, normal. And I'm not saying that you're normal or I'm normal or everybody's perfect down here, but I'm saying you didn't have any intention to hurt anybody is what I'm saying. But they have an intention to hurt you because they see that you have peace. They see that you can forgive. They see that you can escape the bitterness. And so they have to attack you. It's just the way it is. They have to attack you. Because they are Wile E. Coyote, and you are the Roadrunner. And the more they attack, the stronger you get. The more Wile E. Coyote attacks, the worse it is on him. Notice he's always crying for help. You know? Does that sound familiar? Wile E. Coyote's crying for help. Does that sound familiar with some of the narcissists, you know?
Yeah. What brought you to